of Sri Satya Sai Primary School offer ourselves at the divine lotus feet of our most beloved Mother Sai.
12 years ago, when a little girl was asked as to where she wanted to spend her life, with glee she replied, "Baba's school." She knew not where it was, how it was, or why she had to be there. All that she knew was she just had to be there. And today, 12 years later, we are here with our reply.
"Look up, my little child," they would all say. "Look up, zillions of miles away, amidst the heavenly blues and the twinkling stars, resides our Lord, our Father Divine." And I turn my innocent eyes to the stars in prayer. "Starlight, star bright, I wish I may, I wish I might, that you give my Lord this little prayer of mine." And down came the echoing voice, "That is way beyond my might, for the Lord resides within your heart, my little child, my little child."
Small things which may pass as insignificant clouds for everyone. But for our beloved Mother Sai, it is those little acts which brings us closer to her. It was way back in 2002, in my first standard, Swami had left for Whitefield and our innocent hearts pined for our Lord. Another classmate and myself decided to do something to bring Swami back to Parthi. Every morning, after the prayers were over and when everyone had vacated the prayer hall, we would go there, sing bhajans, dance for Swami and swing the jhula endlessly. In this way, we would skip our morning meals. This continued for a few days until our class teacher sensed something odd. One fine day, as we were coming out of the prayer hall, she stopped us and questioned us, "Did you have breakfast?" We were certain that milk was a compulsory part of our breakfast, and we promptly replied, "Milk," and gave a blank look. Noticing this, our class teacher hushed us into the dining hall and served us breakfast with an extra helping of it. Eventually, Swami did return to Parthi, and as his loving form glided towards us, he looked at the teacher and then peered behind to where we sat and gave his most beautiful smile, silently acknowledging our little effort.
"Swami, chitti chitti adugulu nerpavu, chinni chinni aashalu teerchavu, ningi neela nadiche daaka toduga, neeru nippu velige daaka needaga, తల్లి వై తండ్రి వై ఎల్ల వేళలా మాతో ఉన్నావు, గురువై మాకు అండదండగా నిలిచావు, దైవమై కంటికి రెప్పలా కాపాడావు, కృతజ్ఞతగా మీకు ఏమివ్వగలం స్వామి."
వెన్నెకన్నా మెత్తనిది, తేనెకన్నా తీయనిది, మంచు కన్నా తెల్లనిది, పువ్వు కన్నా పరిమళమైనది మీ ప్రేమయే స్వామి. మీ ప్రేమను పంచాలని, మీ సేవను చెయ్యాలని, మీ ఆశయాలే మా జీవితం అవ్వాలని, మీ అడుగుజాడల్లో మేము నడవాలని, మీ పిల్లలుగా ఎల్లప్పుడూ మీ పాదాల దగ్గర ఉండిపోవాలని ప్రార్థిస్తున్నాము స్వామి."
നിശബ്ദതയുടെ അനന്തതയിലൂടെ ഒന്നും അറിയാതെ അലഞ്ഞു നടക്കുകയായിരുന്നു ഞങ്ങൾ. തിരമാലകൾ തഴുകുന്ന പോലെ സംഗീതത്തിന്റെ കുളിർമയേകിയ സ്വാമിയുടെ സ്നേഹത്തിൽ ഞങ്ങൾ അലിഞ്ഞു ചേർന്നിരിക്കുന്നു.
സ്വാമി എന്നെന്നും ഞങ്ങളുടെ കൂടെ ഉണ്ടാവും എന്ന വിശ്വാസം, ആ സാന്ത്വനം, ആ സ്നേഹം, സ്വാമി ഞങ്ങൾ അതിൽ മാത്രം മുറുകെ പിടിച്ച് ഈ ജീവിതം നയിക്കട്ടെ.
സ്വാമി ഞങ്ങളുടെ തുണയായി, സുഹൃത്തായി, അച്ഛനായി, അമ്മയായി എന്നെന്നും ഞങ്ങളുടെ കൂടെ നിന്ന് ഈ സംസാര സാഗരത്തിൽ നിന്നും കരകയറ്റിയിടണമേ.
സ്വാമി നൽകിയ സ്നേഹത്തിനു പകരമായി നൽകാൻ ഞങ്ങളുടെ കയ്യിൽ വേറെ ഒന്നുമില്ല.
സ്വാമി ഞങ്ങളുടെ ഈ ജീവിതം സ്വാമിയിലേക്ക് സമ്പൂർണമായി സമർപ്പിക്കുന്നു.
People often question, what has Bhagavan Shri Satya Sai Baba done for you? In what way has Bhagavan made an impact in your life? Well, I can say with certainty that knowing and loving Swami has enriched this journey of mine. Swami has been an integral part of my life right from the start. When I was merely a month old, I was diagnosed with acute septicemia. The doctors did not know what to do as my body was not responding to any medicine. They told my parents that nothing more could be done and that they had to be grateful if I even lived to see another day, let alone living a normal life. My mother could not bear the sight of her baby gasping for breath and crying in pain whilst hooked on to a number of beeping machines. She held Swami responsible for snatching away all of life's pleasures from her. That night, Swami came in my grandmother's dream and told her, "Why do you worry? Ananta is my child. I will take care of her." And instructed her to rub vibhuti on my body while chanting the Sai Gayatri. When the nurse came around to carry out her hourly checkup, she was amazed to discover that there was not a trace of septicemia in my blood and that I was completely cured of the disease. Beloved Swami, if I am present here today, hale and hearty, I have only you to thank. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to be your student and to express my gratitude to you in this form. Many may speak amongst themselves, will Swami's students be able to adjust outside? Can all the values which they imbibe in school be tested successfully in the real world? My answer to them is, why not? We have received the best of everything, the best education, the best facilities, and above all, we have our secret weapon which will help us ace every single action that we perform. We have Sai Ma within us and Sai Ma resonates in the core of our very being. With Sai Ma's love and Sai Ma's grace, we can rule the world. Dearest Swami, when I look up to you, I see your hands ever ready to bless me. When I hear you, I hear you say, I am always there for you. When I fold my hands, I can feel the warmth of yours around mine. And all I can say, Swami, is that I am forever yours.
Listen to the story. फासले हो जब आपसे तब आपको पास आते देखा है, चलते चलते यदि गिर भी जाएं तब आपको संभालते देखा है।
अंधेरे में जब आंखें ढूंढे रोशनी तब आपको ज्योति जैसा देखा है, अनजानी सी इस जगह में आपको एक साथी जैसा देखा है।
फैसला ये आपका था जो आपने हमें अपने दल पर बुलाया, हाथ थाम कर आपने ही तो हमें चलना सिखाया। कैसे करे आपको शुक्रिया ओ साईं मां, आपने ही तो इस पंछी को उड़ना सिखाया।
When the heart has been mutilated beyond recovery by others' words, when the mind has been disrupted by mere moments, when the day has been undone by mere affairs, when the year has been spoiled by unending troubles, when the life has been deviated from its path by mere people, don't lose hope, for God is there with us, looking at us with his gentle and assuring eyes. Saima, I have been feeling your presence in me, around me, behind me, beside me. Thank you, Saima, for filling my life with your eternal flow of love and joy. I am ever grateful to thee for guiding and guarding me.
It was 12 years ago, by coincidence or by chance, I know not. A beautiful moment forever changed my life. It was that day when my mother led my tender feet into the portals of Bhagwan's primary school. The huge mansion lay right in front of my eyes. Mesmerized by its beauty, I was lost. Little did I know that my physical mother had left. My heart skipped a beat, but before I realized, someone clasped my hand, and when I looked up, I saw a pair of assuring eyes looking down into mine. Could this be? I whispered to myself. That day, I knew he was there and he would always be there for me. My beloved mother sighed.
கமலங்களுக்கு எங்கள் அன்பான வணக்கங்களை சமர்ப்பிக்கிறோம். சத்யசாயி கண்ணா, சத்குரு மேகவண்ணா, உம் கல்வி நிலையத்தில் விழுக்கல்வி பயிலும் நாங்கள் உம் பாதங்களை பற்றுகின்றோம். எம் அனைவரையும் காத்தருள்வாயாக.
எழில்வண்ண சாயி மாதா, எங்கள் ஹிருதயவாசினி, நாங்கள் உன் அருள் பெயர செய்த தவம்தான் என்னவோ, நீ காட்டிய வழியில் பற்றி குணகுன்றாக திகழ நிறையருள்வாயாக, உன் நிறையருள் தருவாயாக.
Years back, I held Saima's hand, and over the years, I realized that during my most difficult times, it was your hand, Saima, that gave me strength to conquer my fears. Saima's motherly love, his care as a father, his understanding as a friend, the precious moments when he moved amongst us are the moments I'll cherish in my heart forever. It was in our 8th standard. Having missed half of our holidays, we practiced for band. To our utter dismay, there was no photo session. We marched towards Swami's residence, and there was the downpour of love. Swami posed for a photo, not just for 1 minute, but for over 5 minutes. In between, there was a power cut. Photos had been clipped, but our beloved Mother Sai said, "Papam, click once more." As we all said in one voice, "We love you, Swami." Back came the reply, "You and I are one." Swami showered on us joy, happiness and grace, making it a truly memorable one. All that we can say today is, Swami, we love you and truly belong to you.
Saima, I am ever grateful to you for the words you speak, for the love you give, for your care, for your compassion and all that help. I thought you are my soulmate, but little did I realize that you are my soul itself.
Find my way where you're. gossip of my life. 12 years ago, I recall the day I walked the road to reach the portals of Sri Satya Sai Primary School, the home of all my experiences. It was in my 3rd standard. I was to dance in front of Swami on Ladies' Day. After the dance, Swami was distributing watches to all the participants. When it was my turn, I looked inside the box and saw that a pink watch was right at the bottom and I would get an orange colored watch. Unable to get my favorite colored watch, I was dejected. Swami picked up the orange color watch, looked at me. The next instant, his hand reached for the bottom of the box and he picked up the pink watch, looked at me smilingly and asked, "Are you happy now?" I was left speechless. Swami then asked me to take Pad Namaskar. At this juncture, I remember how in my 2nd standard, when Swami was distributing watches, I had asked Swami for Pad Namaskar. Swami had asked me to repeat, but by then it was the next girl's turn and I was forced to step back. Swami's delays are never his denials. For the next 7 years, Swami gave me Pad Namaskar each time after the Ladies' Day dance. Time may elapse and we will leave the portals of Sri Satya Sai Primary School, but your compassionate eyes and everlasting smile will be forever etched in our memory.
All of us are different people, from different backgrounds, used to different lifestyles. But we live together, satisfied and happy, basking in the love of an infinite mother's, having one name coursing through our minds and one form enveloping all our hearts. Life is a train. People get in and get off at different stations. Some may lose their belongings along the way. The train may even get derailed during the journey. However, the one person who will accompany us from our ascent till our descent is the driver of the train.
All of us are extremely lucky to have Saima as our divine master, under whose tutelage we blossom. From a tender age of 5 till today, he has been there for us, guiding and guarding us, and promising us that he will never let go of our hands, no matter what.
Sai Ma. It has always been more important for me to be dear to you more than being near to you. You have taught me how to be dear to you. It was once in my 9th standard, before Swami took his cosmic form, that I had a very unusual dream. I saw all the ladies of my family sitting in a room and cutting vegetables for Narayan Seva. I too was seated on the ground and Swami's throne was placed behind me. It was a while when I realized that Swami was sitting behind me. I looked back and instantaneously asked for Pad Namaskar. The Lord looked down at me intensely and said, "What seva are you doing that I should grant you my Pad Namaskar? First serve me wholeheartedly and then expect one." These words left me perplexed. The next Sunday, I rushed to Vrindavan and got myself enrolled in for seva. Then onwards, there was no looking back, but I had lost the opportunity of my mother's Pad Namaskar. Days passed and I joined here in 11th standard. Though this episode had escaped my memory, our loving Lord did not forget His promise. This year, one night when I lay sick on my bed, Swami came in my dreams once again. In this very same hall, it was only Him and me. I caressing His lotus feet and He simply smiling at me. He said nothing but had done everything. Finally, Swami had made me dear to Him. Swami, now when I look back, I will thank you for this lovely experience you've given me. When I look ahead, I will trust you for all your guidance. When I look around, I will serve you, for you have taught me to. When I look within, I will see you, for I am your very reflection. And when I look through, I will know that you and I are one.
Life is a melody, but sometimes its lyrics get messed up. It is then when our Lord tunes our life, making it a beautiful melody. Sai Ma, you are our mother, our everything. Andheri raat mein chandni ki roshni jaise ujala kar deti hai, waise hi hamari zindagi ko aapne khushiyon se bhar diya. Sai Ma, aap ho hamari sabse pyari maa.
हमारी प्यारी माँ।
Saima, 12 years have passed. That little girl has grown, learning from every moment, living every moment of her life filled with gratitude under your love and care. Swami, with you within me, I can find my way where your gentle smile falls like a hopeful ray. We are forever yours. We love you, Saima. We love you.
Shiva Shankara, Shiva Shankara, Shankara Sai. Shiva Shankara, Shankara Sai. Shankara, Shiva Shankara, Shiva Shankara, Shankara Sai. Har Har Gange, Har Har Gange. Om Jai Jagadish Hare, Swami Satya Sai Hare.
Shanti, Shanti.